new tones of Coach Q's get me in the mood for Super Bowl week. It is episode one of a brand new season three. Thank you for joining us tonight on Zero Doinks. We'll talk all about the Super Bowl matchup between the Chiefs and the Bucks. We'll talk about some happenings in Bears world at Hallis Hall, quarterback rumors, all that good stuff, and probably going to be a special guest that you're going to want to hear all of his gambling angles and other angles about life, Rick Fieldsman. Coming up, Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zendikes season three. Oh my god, we took like a week and a half off or something. I don't even know. Not a big calendar guy. I don't believe in days and weeks, but I do believe in hours. We're back. Dan Doinks, how you feeling? There might be a creepy guy in the background right now that we'll introduce to the crowd in the next segment. This is hot. How are you, buddy? Long time no talk.
Yeah, buddy. I'm doing great. The last episode we finished, the season finale, we're like, maybe we'll wait like a month or we'll wait a little bit and just re-energize. And then about 3 days in, I was like, ooh, I actually kind of missed this. I need some Zero Doinks in my life. When I told Jordan Doinks we were coming back this week, I think she was like, are you fucking kidding me? I thought I was going to actually see you every night of the week. Nope, joke's on you, Jordan. We're doinking all over the place. Thank you so much. Bill, you look very handsome. Have you been working out since we last spoke?
If by working out you mean eating a lot of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I don't really know what that doesn't make sense. I have not had one peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my life. I hate jelly. Fuck you, jelly. Are you a jelly guy? You seem like you like berries.
Well, you're looking right at me. Of course I'm a fucking jelly guy. Look at me. I'm like half jelly. Yeah, of course I'm a jelly. It's weird that you're not. Are your kids anti-jelly as well?
No, my daughter is a big fan of boysenberry. No, that's not in jelly, is it? I don't know. I'm not a big farm guy. Do people have berries on farms?
Yeah, why don't you walk me through what you believe to be how jelly is made.
Well, I think first of all, you send a text to Garfield and the rest is history.
Could you put jelly in a lasagna or a lasagne as it's pronounced in the UK?
Yeah, that's one thing we've learned in this very brief Zero Doinks off season, that you pronounce lasagna very different in Ireland and or England. Hard to say. I don't really want to talk about sandwiches anymore. I want to talk about football, Dan. That's what I want to talk about. What are we going to do tonight? We're probably going to talk a little bit about the Bears, right? About what they have and haven't done so far in the offseason. We'll probably make fun of the Packers for not being in the Super Bowl, but we're probably going to talk a lot about gambling spreads. Hint, hint, about Chiefs-Bucks. I think that kind of sums it up, and probably a little visit to Big Ten Minute. Does that sound good, Dan?
Yeah, let's do it. Can we start with the Packers? I've been dying to that felt like a Bears win, didn't it? The Packers just falling right on their fucking face in the NFC Championship. I mean, I think we got to start talking about whether Aaron Rodgers is an absolute choke artist at this point, right? I mean, I think he's a bum. He's a full-blown bum. Can't win in the big games. He keeps using his coaches as an excuse. Nope, Aaron Rodgers, this is on you. You stink. You were too scared to run the ball in on third down. That's on you, buddy. You suck bad, and I loved every second of it. The offseason officially started when the Packers lost. So, haha, fuck you. Go to hell. Your town stinks. Tombstone Pizza is trash.
I love it. And we will dive even deeper into some Packers tears in a couple segments. Next segment, we're going to talk Bears. New defensive coordinator. A lot of quarterbacks on the market. See you next segment.
Fire somebody. We deserve better.
Oh my God, we are back. I apologize. I couldn't hold off on my Packers rant, and I hope to get into it even deeper. Bill, you mentioned earlier that we have a fucking creep staring at us, and would you care to tell our audience who cannot see who the fuck that is?
Yes, it's a gentleman. You've heard his dulcet tones. You've smelled his underpants from either your car, your home, or your computer. It is America's favorite gambling sharp. He finished 500 last year. It's Rick Feelsman.
It feels great to be back live from East Chicago. The dial-up internet took a little bit to get connected, but we're here. We're live. We're bringing the A game. How are you guys doing? I have not seen you guys since you visited East Chicago some year and a half ago. How are you guys?
Yeah.
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. How's ice cream?
Ice cream is fine. KFC's finest. He is just digging into the chicken wings. He loves them. But yeah, thanks for asking. About the last year on my picks, though, 500, I told you, I had the hottest picks. I had the hot picks all season. And you know that I'm coming back for more this year. So thanks for the welcome. Much appreciated. Glad I get to dive in a little bit with you two Chicago Bears football Big Ten Minute experts. Feels great to be back.
Rick, how do you feel about the Bears offseason so far? You know, they promoted from within on the defensive side of the ball. And what are they going to do for quarterbacks? What do you think, Rick?
Well, first issue I had, if we're going to get negative, we got to get negative before we get positive, right? Why isn't Eric Bieniemy our starting running back? I don't understand. He should be in there. Colorado's finest. And all he's doing is sitting on the sidelines. That I want Eric Bieniemy, awesome name, like great attitude. Why isn't he back there? Answer that for me. That's a question. Answer it for me.
Is that like a player coach situation, or you're just saying full blown running back? You're scouting. I like where your head's at, but
I don't want him anywhere near the coaches. I don't want him anywhere near the front office. I want him in the locker room, in the showers, with the trenches, right behind the fullback, yet to be determined.
Would you put J.B. Holtz at fullback? Like, would that be a good combination? A little thunder and lightning?
You know what? I'm open to any ideas. If Lou Holtz is available, let's throw him back there, too.
Did you call him J.B. Holtz, like J.B. Pritzker? Are you confusing your J.B.'s and your J.P.'s? I mean, I'd love to see J.B. Pritzker's puffy vest behind behind Nick Foles' neck. Ugh, gross. Sorry. But yeah, Bieniemy, I'm down. I like where your head's at, Rick.
Thank you. That's all I've been thinking about. So that's all I got to offer.
Okay. Well, if that's all you've been thinking about since the last time we saw you, when the rats were nipping at our toes in your backyard in East Chicago, then God bless you. That was kind of like for me, it was like the heart of coronavirus time, even though it was the very beginning. Again, I'm not good at calendars or clocks or anything, but that was when sports gambling was getting hot. We'll have some hams and bread and hams and spreads and all that shit in a little bit. Dan, don't mix up our segments again, Dan Doinks. Don't do it. But Rick, just if you want to give us a little bit, like you were talking about soccer a lot. Like, did you watch any football this year, or were you so stuck on the Bundesliga that you didn't really watch a lot of Bears football?
I am a huge Britain soccer guy. That's all I do. Did I watch football? Yes, occasionally, sporadically, on YouTube. I did watch a few plays. The Bears season was atrocious. I think I've talked about that before in some of my segments of Hams and Spreads, which you can find on Zero Doinks. But it was a rough season. I don't know what else to say. It was 8-8. If you're 8-8, 500, baby, you should be perfect. You should be getting all the accolades at 500. So I don't know what happened, but it was a rough one versus Drew Brees and his fragile ribs and his fragile bones and his fragile marriage. But it's just, it was unfortunate the way that the season ended.
Did you, now, how fortunate did you feel, Rick, that the Bears game, playoff game, was on Nickelodeon? That just happens to be the only channel that you get in your trailer in East Chicago. Were you just so fucking jazzed about that?
Well, for reasons I don't want to talk about, I'm not allowed to watch Nickelodeon anymore. But the I'm glad to hear that the slime end zone was alive. I did get to watch a few plays. I did. You know what? You know what? It still frustrates me. But Kyle Kmart, Cole Kmart, our tight end, he got that 15-yard penalty, and the whole game turned around. Then he flips the ball to the ref, 15 yards. Cole Kmart, I think you got to cut him. And from what I hear, Greg Olson's available. From what I hear.
Yeah. Are you wearing a Greg Olson jersey right now under your overalls? You look like you're wearing overalls from my perspective.
They are overalls. They are at the dry cleaners waiting until September when I bring them back out again. But I am in my car here in East Chicago, so appreciate you noticing my surroundings and my attire. It feels it's going to be a cold December into January and February. So it's a cold winter.
How do you stay warm during said winter?
Hand warmers, mostly. I break all those hand warmers open that they give you that box at Costco, and I just put them just all over.
You really thumbing through those hand warmers, huh, this time of year?
Very difficult to open those packages, as you can imagine.
Ooh. Rumor has it that you supplied Bernie Sanders with those mittens that have been all the rage. Is that true?
I thought you said Barry Sanders, and I didn't know where you're going. But yes, those were made from an Afghan that I had, that I slept on for many years, and it's the only thing that could keep his fingertips warm and circulating the blood oxygen levels.
Did you vote in the election, Rick? Are you allowed to vote? Are you still are you a felon, right?
Which election? Which one?
Student
the,
council.
The Nickelodeon MVP election.
Mitch's finest. I did vote. Thank you. It took a while to get my identity figured out with the people working there. We got it. We got there. We got the votes casted. Everybody's got a vote. Hey, 80 million people, why aren't you voting out there? Come on.
Rick, Go ahead, Dan.
Oh, sorry, Bill. I was going to jump back to the Bears. Who's you have any? I know the Bieniemy scouting report was top-notch. Do you have any thoughts on who the Bears should go after at quarterback?
You know what? I've said it before. I'll say it again. Mitch is the chosen one. If he's proved anything, it's that he is a playoff caliber quarterback. I don't want to see anything. Here's what I do want, though, Dan. I'm glad you brought this up. Okay. When Lovie Smith joined the Bears, what was the first thing he said?
Beat Green Bay.
He's going to beat the Packers, right? I want somebody in the front office, the GM, to come and say, we are not trading first-round draft picks, right? I don't want anybody trading first-round draft picks. Name one good outcome that came from any team ever trading a first-round draft pick. You can't name any, right? You can't name any. So, proven point, you guys are professional vloggers, bloggers. What do you call these things? Podcast. You're professionals and you can't answer the question. That's what I want. And then I want Lovie back. I want Bieniemy here. I want the whole thing changed around. Just don't trade away my first round draft picks.
How about Terry Shea? You got a spot for him?
Don't know him.
I don't know where to go with this. You didn't answer the quarterback question, though. Like, who do you want at quarterback? Well, Mitch, you did. You did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, she said Mitch,
I'm sorry about that. If Mitch proves to be way too expensive because of bidding wars in free agency, which direction might you go?
That's a good question. You know what? Why don't we run Wildcat? I think Eric Bieniemy's free. Let's just run a Wildcat. What say you?
So as an eligible, very eligible bachelor like yourself, are you at all concerned that Mitch is now engaged?
I am not. I think it should give him a little bit more focus, that he needs a good case of the funds during the off season, and maybe he'll put a little bit more time and effort into the war room, so to speak, into the tape room, into the watching the tapes.
What kind of tapes are you watching these days, Rick?
I have quite a big catalog of VHS X-Files season 4 and 5. I have yet to find the previous ones at my local Goodwill, but seasons 4 and 5, Smoking Man's in this one. So that's what I've been watching, man.
Was Linda Lips in any of those alien abduction episodes?
Linda Lips, very famous in many circles that I run in. Unfortunately, not in the X-Files circles. Now,
follow up, Rick. Have you ever viewed any Garfield pornography?
No, I've not done that. I'm a huge Odie fan. Huge Odie fan. Loved Garfield. My favorite lazy cat. Have not circled into the dark web of Garfield availabilities.
I don't believe that for a second. Just, I want that to be on the record.
Yeah, and I know people at home or in their cars or whatever cannot see Rick right now, but he is a dead ringer for John Arbuckle, just with worse eyes.
I have not heard that before, but I appreciate the feedback.
Yes. Rick, do you have any updates on the royal family? Are you still following them pretty closely?
Well, I am a British enthusiast, as you should know. I have not looked at anything British related outside of the EPL and the soccer, the football, if you call it. I think the Queen's alive. I know the Queen's Gambit is popular. I don't know if she lives in Europe. But she
close,
is on the
Louisville. You're close.
She's on the telly. Louisville. She's on the telly. King, all the king's horses. I think there's a king, and there's two princes, and that's a great '90s song. So, I think.
Where do you think Eric Bieniemy would fit in the royal family? Any recommendations there?
Striker. I think he'd play the striker on the. On the royal team, the Royal Football Club. But he is, you got to tap that resource, right? You just got to.
Oh, you got to tap it, baby. Tap, tap, tap.
Dan gets it. The Doinks get it. I don't know why anybody else doesn't get it.
Were you a little disappointed that Matt Nagy's coming back? Or did you have anybody else that was kind of like on, you know, would have been one of Rick's picks to replace him?
Rick has the hottest picks. I still want to see Lovey. I want to see what he can do. He didn't have that gleaming white beard back in the aughts or whenever he was the coach. But I want to see that beard just changes you. But now he's taken. So bring back Shoop. I want to see that offensive coordinator from 2000. Let's bring him back.
Yeah, I think that's a horrible idea. Let's assume he's dead because he was terrible.
Well, I think this has been Bears Talk. That's a perfect conclusion to a fantastic kickoff to season 3. Coming up next, we're going to make fun of the Packers. Zerdogs. Hey guys, it's season 3. Have you ever wanted to follow us? Do it at ZeroDoinks. Twitter at ZeroDoinks. Instagram at ZeroDoinks. Slip into our DMs, wet, wild. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. If the hams are a slapping, don't come a slapping. At ZeroDoinks. Follow us. We'll be right back.
We're back. And you know what we're doing? We're doing Zero Doinks. And we are here for Packers Talk. I'm going to kick it over to the Doinks boys. Bill and Dan, tell me your thoughts on the Packers. Go.
Well, I got to say, Dan, you mentioned in the intro that it felt like a win when the Packers lost the NFC Championship game. I would have to agree. My in-laws were in town. They are Packers fans. I was silently rooting for the Bucks very heavily, but I tried not to react. Didn't want them to feel too bad. They're guests in my home. You know, it's a pandemic. I don't want them feeling bad. And God bless you, Tom Brady. Thank you, Bucks. You mentioned the pretty critical call by Matt LaFleur not going for it on fourth down and instead kicking a field goal, giving it back to Brady. Did you think at the time that that was a miserable call? Because I know I did, and I'm sure Rick Fieldsman did too.
Yeah, it was absolutely the wrong call. In the moment, I'm like, wait, why the fuck are they kicking? Especially, I didn't understand that, and I loved every second of it, that clearly LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers are not on the same page, because they would have at least chipped away on third down, but Rodgers could have run that ball in or at least gotten a little closer. I loved every second of it, and shame on you for not absolutely rubbing it in your in-laws' face, because you know what? They didn't deserve nice Bill. Yeah, fuck you for being a Packers fan, you fucking loser. That wasn't directed at your in-laws. They're very sweet people. I regret that. Maybe cut that out or not. I don't care. Aaron Rodgers, choke artist. Like I said, I loved every second of it. I lost a lot of money. I did a very heavy emotional hedge, and I was not upset about it at all. Loved it.
I had the hottest parlay, money line parlay. It was Bucks, and then I had the Chiefs, so you know I was rooting hard. But just to bring it back, was there anything better than seeing Rodgers complain to the refs, begging for pass interference, or that end call when the call went against the Packers on pass interference, and he's crying to the ref? Oh, it made the hairs on my scrotum stand straight up. That was just an amazing feeling. And I absolutely loved every minute of it. I got a huge case of the funds after that game. But it was just an amazing time.
Well, let me remind you that pass interference call was rookie wide receiver Tyler Johnson, ex-Gopher. So you're welcome, everybody. You're welcome. But him complaining about not getting a call is absolutely insane. After he's able to snap the ball 5 seconds after the play clock runs out, nonstop holding calls, shut the fuck up. Packers fans, shut your mouth. You're the worst. I love laughing in your face, including Bill's in-laws. I hope they don't listen to this.
I hope they don't either, for many reasons. I'm going to bring it back because Rick just brought it back. I want to bring it back again. Not a surprise that Rick's scrotum hairs were straight up in the air because Johnson got a call in his favor.
It's rare I get any activity down there these days. And, oh, that was one that I wish I had a DVR. I wish I had some way to record these things because, ooh, that was a sweet feeling. But just to bring it back a little bit more, that game was fantastic because they were in it the whole time. The Bucks were in it the whole time. That was a great game. It was a great game.
It was. Well, Go ahead, Dan.
I was going to say the fact that Tom Brady threw three interceptions and they couldn't – I think they scored 6 points off of that. That's Aaron Rodgers, baby. Stinks. He's also against the Seahawks. Did I see that the Seahawks had 4 turnovers in an NFC Championship game that they lost? And Aaron Rodgers can't capitalize on those big moments. Choke artist. I just want to keep mentioning that because everyone gives him an out because of the coaching. No, baby. That's you, you shithead. Your family hates you. Be better at football.
I hope you guys don't mind, but I'd like to bring it back a little bit to the first half when Aaron Jones was very, very loose with the ball in his hands. I mean, did that guy put his hands in some lasagna pregame? I think he might have.
Yeah, he was also bad. But I think we got to, like, really hone in on Aaron Rodgers being terrible. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, Aaron Jones also sticks. I think it's just the name Aaron, actually, now that I think about it. Aaron, you guys have seen that, right? The Aaron thing, that's hilarious, and I can't not think of that. But if you're named Aaron, you're terrible at football.
It's hard to argue with that. I can't think of one Aaron that I like, A, and B, that I like watching play football. So 100% on board with that. But anyways, huge case of the funds. Packers lose in Lambeau. I would have paid so many funds to be in the stadium during that. I would have deleted some hams with you guys afterwards in somebody's weird garage. It's disappointing. And you know what? I have a neighbor who he's a big Packer fan, and I was trash-talking all before the game. And after the Packers lost, I went radio silence. Haven't talked to him since, and you know what's killing him, that I'm not reaching out, giving him crap. And then someday in March, I'm going to go up to him and say, hey, how about that NFC Championship game? And that is going to be a sweet feeling. So thank you, Aaron Rodgers, for being real subpar, for bringing nothing to that city in Wisconsin. And go Bucks.
Go Bucks. Do you think that, you know, post-game he was saying, oh, you know, you never know about the future. Do you think that the Packers would actually put him on the block? Because I don't think so, right? Dan, you're shaking your head.
There's no way. I mean, he's still going to be the MVP, right? He's not the MVP, which is something only our quarterback can say that we're going to let walk. But I don't think there's any way the Packers can get rid of him, even though they drafted a fucking quarterback in the first round last year. So I don't think there's any chance, right? Who would even take him at this point? It feels like things have moved around quite a bit. That where would he go? The Patriots? Oh, gross. That just made me sick to think about that.
Yeah. Apparently the Rams asked Green Bay about him, right, when the Rams were all over it. Oh, God. Man, they really turned on Jared Goff, huh? Rick, what do you think? You seem like a huge Goff guy. You know, real efficient, but a bit of a limp noodle.
Well, I'm a huge Ram guy, but Goff, what did I say last segment? You don't trade away first-round draft picks, and they gave away two of them. And for who? Matt Stafford? I mean, the only, like, his head is just as round as that other guy from the Colts. So I guess that guy retired, so he's the only one left, but... I don't see it. The Lions, okay, they're going to be a contender maybe in the NFC North. Nope, they stink. They can't figure anything out. So I just, to bring it back a little bit, I think the Bears are set up for success here, and I'm excited, and I'm a huge Goff guy. Yeah, thanks for asking.
I think thank you, Rick. That was dead on. Could you imagine growing up in Southern California, never living anywhere else but sunny California, and then getting traded to fucking Detroit? I mean, how quickly would you kill yourself? I mean, I wouldn't go. I just wouldn't do it. I feel bad for him. I genuinely feel bad for him, even though he's making like 30-some million a year. Not worth it. Don't go to Detroit, Jared. Just quit football.
The traffic might be a little bit better, like leaving the city. So that's about all you can ask for. But not a fan of Detroit, unless there's any listeners that live in Detroit. We love you guys. Hate everybody else in Detroit.
Thank you for bringing it back. And, you know, and thank you to all of our listeners in all 50 states and beyond. Matt Stafford on the Rams. Do we think that – I just want to bring it back just for a minute. Do we think he will lead them to the promised land? I know they don't have Mitch Trubisky. That's the chosen one. We've established that. But Stafford and McVay, is that a good combo? I don't know, to be honest. That's just me. I don't know.
Well, can I first say that you continuing to say bring it back, you and Rick, is basically the equivalent of saying collaboration with the fucking Bears front office. Oh, collaborate, bring it back. Collaborative, bring it back. Stafford, to bring it back. Stafford stinks. Garbage time stats guy. He's not going to be very good. Not at all. He'll be hurt too. He's like 45 years old.
How do you think his wife is going to feel about living in on the West Coast, the left coast? How do you feel about that? How do you think she'll feel about it? I guess is the question.
There's no way she's okay with it. Big anti-mask person, right? I think that's going to be a major issue for who's the governor there? Rosedale. Is that right? Rosedale? Isn't that the governor?
I think you nailed that one. Yeah.
I think I nailed that one. Yeah.
Rick sang to us as Gavin Rossdale, I believe, right? A little Glycerin, a little cover of Glycerin a few months ago.
No, that was Gavin Rossdale that I got. He was a sponsor, paid sponsor.
Apologies. I don't mean to diminish your contacts in Hollywood.
So I hate to bring it forward a little bit here, but how do you see the NFC North shaping up in the 2021-2022 season? A little bit of a preview, if you will. I think the Bears, 13-3? I mean, right? Give me another number. That makes sense. But no, those are the numbers.
Well, the schedule hasn't come out yet, but we know that the Bears have a pretty tough – all of the road opponents are very difficult – but I have trouble finding a loss on their schedule that has yet to be released.
I think, yeah. Who do we think they're going to kick the season off against? Why don't we throw our hats in the ring there? I think at Detroit Monday night to kick the season off. What do you guys think?
100%.
Go ahead, Rick.
100%. Stafford's gone. Goff, they're going to bring out the red carpet. Zero dice coming from you live from Ford Field. Is that Ford Field? Oh, yeah. Monday night, September 4th, and we'll be there. We'll be there for that shitty five-hour drive there and the shitty five-hour drive home.
I'm Craig. I'm looking up what day of the week September 4th is. It's a Saturday. It is a Saturday.
You know what? Don't rule it out. The schedule hasn't been released yet. I've seen weirder things happen.
Rick, what are your thoughts on an extra regular season game being added? Where should the Bears play their extra game?
I think, in general, for the Bears, the less games, the better, right?
Yes.
I think you gotta put your focus on the games at hand. I think you need to be in it to win it. And if they added a game, I think we'd go up to Canada. Let's play some Canada rules football where that goalpost is right in the middle of the end zone. Like, let's change it up completely. Or arena? Play in an arena?
Yeah. What? Kurt Warner would like that. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. But it's going to be a hot 2021-2022 season. I'm ready for it.
Rick, yeah. have you been vaccinated yet?
I don't think I'm allowed around needles anymore. I gotta check. I gotta read a couple of things before I do that. But no, not yet. I think my age precludes me, and my lack of being an essential worker / any kind of worker has me pretty low on that list.
I'm a little concerned.
You mean given the hottest picks isn't considered an essential worker? Color me shocked.
My picks have so much UV radiating from them that it just kills any virus around me. The hottest picks. And I think those are coming up.
Yeah, it is a perfect segue to Hams and Bread. Coming up next, we're going to talk some Super Bowl angles. And you know, Rick's just here, and he's probably been thinking about all of the picks for a long time. I can't wait for you, the audience, to hear them so you can get a case of the funds. This has been NFL Talk. Zerdugs.
Glad we talked about Deshaun Watson.
Hams and Bread. Hams and Bread. Hams and Bread. Hams and Bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Come on. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball. Push the ball.
Hams and Bread.
Go! Yes. Go! Kick it in!
Hams and Bread.
Let's go!
Hams and Bread 2021 style with a little bit of Hams and Spreads here. Maybe we've got the guy that invented Hams and Spreads. That's going to be hot. Just to bring it back one quick second, apologies for not talking at all about Deshaun Watson during the NFL review. Only the greatest quarterback that's ever been on the trade market. Typical Zero Doinks that we just breeze right by it. So sorry, not sorry. Dan, let's talk about gambling, though. It's Super Bowl week, baby. Rick is here. Let's get weird. What's on the board that our listeners need to put some hot cash on?
Let's do it, fellas. First time ever that the team is hosting the Super Bowl on their home field, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The line this week seems to be jumping 3.5. Kansas City is favored. I'm just sticking with 3 because I saw that earlier. You're going to pay a little more juice on DraftKings, -3 for Kansas City. Over-under's 56. Kansas City money line, -167. Tampa Bay, +148. Bill, Rick. Let's go Rick first. Who do you like? Just straight-up lines, baby.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the season, for all of our DraftKings users out there, you could bet a dollar on any team and get +5,500 for them to win the Super Bowl. So I picked the Chiefs. So I have that hot, hot bet sitting in my ticket. And I absolutely hedged it because I love the Bucks in this matchup. I absolutely love the Bucks. I hedged that bet. I might go a little reverse hedge and keep riding the Bucks. But here's the thing that I've learned. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, TB, makes sense, right? 56, that's nothing to do with either of them. But Tampa Bay, Sunday, this is their home. They're at home, first time ever. I don't see how the Buccaneers don't lose this. +145 money line, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to happen. What say you, Billy Boy?
I hate to tell you this, Rick. I'm riding the Bucks money line too. So I don't know if that's good, bad, or indifferent, baby, but I feel it too. You don't walk into Tom Brady's temporary house in Tampa Bay, Florida. I think it's called Tampa, technically, and expect to win. I know that Steve Spagnuolo, I think that's his name, is the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs. I know he's given Tom Brady some shit in the past. It doesn't matter. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new year. It's Tom Brady on some short grass in front of the pirate ship. He is going to be whipping TDs. Keyshawn Vaughn, I predicted it a few episodes ago. Keyshawn Vaughn, Super Bowl MVP, 3 touchdowns. Get your prop bets ready. I'm sure Dan is all over that. Tampa Bay, victory. Pat Mahomes, go home and kiss my ass.
Did you say, I may sound like a real dummy here, which is not unusual at all. Are Tampa and Tampa Bay two different places?
Tampa Bay, I believe, is a body of water.
This can't be right, right?
Is it literally not Tampa? It's not, I guess that makes
Tampa,
sense, right?
Florida.
So
yeah,
why are they,
yeah.
But why are they Tampa Bay Buccaneers then? Is that I never really thought about it, but
it's
Tampa, Florida. Okay, yeah, I sound like a dummy. Yeah, I don't care. Nobody's listening at this point.
No, hang on. Let's bring it back to this a little bit, because I 100% thought Tampa Bay was a place, and this is weird. I feel lied to.
I do too. Tampa why is Bay. The why is the team named after a body of water for the city? No,
is the stadium on a boat?
Yeah, this doesn't make sense.
No, there is a boat like in the stadium. I've been in Tampa Stadium when I was working. I know, bro, humble brag. I was working for the Rhein Fire. I looked up. There's a fucking pirate ship. I didn't know where I was. I was drunk on Latitude's chicken sandwiches with Brother Dave. So that one's on him.
So, so is our should the Bears be the Lake Michigan Bears then? I don't understand this at all. This is confusing to me now.
That's a great idea.
Unsettling. I don't.
It is. I don't like it. I'm out. I'm not watching the Super Bowl now.
Bring it back. The weekend is halftime, so bring it back, Dan. Bring it back.
Okay, bring it back. Okay, so actually, thank you guys for asking me who I liked in this game. I really appreciate that. I'm going to go the opposite way. I like the Chiefs, and I like the Chiefs big. I like Chiefs minus 10, and you're going to get plus 245 on that. Wow. It's going to be a blowout. It's going to be a terrible game. The Chiefs are too good. Tampa Bay, Brady's going to throw at least 7 interceptions. I almost said touchdowns. That wouldn't have made sense. Yeah, they're going to be terrible. Brady's going to show his age. He's probably going to retire after the game.
No, sir. No.
Yep.
So here's what you forget, feeble little Dan. When Tom Brady had those 3 interceptions last game against the Packers, they were all borderline punting situations. And when they intercepted them, they were down within like the 25-yard line. So I would argue that you're dumb and those were good plays. So I don't care if he's got interceptions. He knows what he's doing when he's tossing the rock.
Okay. All right. The Rock, yeah. Dwayne Johnson. Hey, speaking of which, can I go off course here a little bit? I know we had talked off air about me watching a sports movie. It just dawned on me. I watched a sports movie this past weekend. I watched The Tooth Fairy starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Are you guys familiar?
Not at all.
No. No. What sport?
It's awful. I'll do a review next episode. I just dawned on me that I watched that very terrible movie. Okay, let's do some prop bets, some novelty props, if you will. Gatorade color that'll get dumped on the winning coach. What do you think the favorite is? What color?
I'm going to guess it's orange is the favorite.
I'm going to guess red.
Bill? 1 and 2. Orange is even money, plus 100. Red is plus 175. The next one is clear/water. Who's dumping water on their coach for the Super Bowl? Grow up. They're plus 175. Yellow, green, lime. Is that all? Are we all counting that as one? I guess. That's plus 200. Blue, plus 650. Purple, plus 650 as well. Does purple Gatorade exist?
Grape?
Thank you, Rick.
Does it? Yeah. I don't know. Does it?
Yeah, there's grape Gatorade. Yeah. You get that frost bottle, it's purple. But hang on. We got to bring it back. The clear. What is the clear?
This is on DraftKings. It says clear/water.
So have you ever had the frost cherry Gatorade that's white? Is that separate from this?
No, I'm an adult, Rick. I don't drink Gatorade.
Sorry. I forgot you had superior electrolytes compared to the rest of us. If Andy Reid, he may have a yellow dye number 5 allergy. This might be some hot inside information. But that clear might be an interesting one. He doesn't want to have to do the wash. I don't think he's washed this clothes this whole season. Why is he going to start in the offseason?
Yeah, all right. Well, Where are you putting your funds there,
Dan Doinks?
Well, I think the Chiefs are going to win this game, so I'm going to go red. I think it's going to be red Gatorade all the way.
And if if the Bucks won, what color would they use?
Probably purple. because Tom Brady's a weirdo, and he's probably like, oh, red dye gives me diarrhea. It's got to be purple. My wife told me so. I'm a MAGA guy.
I like the bet, though. I like the bet. I like that that's out there.
All right, you guys want more? You want
Next?
More of this?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. Total players to throw a touchdown pass. The over-under is 2.5. The over is plus 1,100. Love it. I love it. There's going to be a random wide receiver, probably Antonio Brown, who's going to throw a touchdown pass in this game. So, I love that so much.
Full disclosure, about 2 days ago, DraftKings had a sucker boost for some players over under to complete a pass of 2.5.
Yes.
And I slapped that over so hard. I love it. I love it. But the interesting thing is, even if somebody gets hurt, could still be over 2.5. I love it.
Yes.
I think it's the ultimate bet. Don't remember what
it was like plus
got.
Yeah, it was like plus 215 if I remember right. I saw it as well.
Yeah.
It was like plus 200 just to throw a pass, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
And then yeah, but I like no, that's not enough juice for me for the Super Bowl touchdown pass, baby. Plus
See,
1100.
I rarely look at the odds. So I just saw that sucker boost and I absolutely bet the max on it, which has gotten me in a wee bit of trouble as of 4 hours ago betting Marquette Golden Eagles. But sometimes that needs to happen. I love the bet. It's the time that you're going to bring out the trickery. It's the time that somebody's going to come out there. And if you're worried about fragile Tom Brady, this is absolutely a bet you got to get ahead of, because those odds are going one way, and it's down after this podcast goes live.
He's got the hot picks. Bill, you got any thoughts on that?
Tyler Johnson, 55-yard touchdown pass to Mike Evans. Hump that over, motherfuckers, and cash those funds.
Could you imagine? What would that do to your scrotum hair, Rick? Tyler Johnson whipping a TD pass right in the end zone with the pirate ship.
Oh, my God.
Say no more. Say no more. Okay.
I was drawing you a picture, but I'll stop.
Okay. Okay. Next. You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Will a scoring drive take less time than the singing of the national anthem?
Oh, that's hot. Mm.
Yes is minus 335. No is plus 250. I like the no action.
What's the no? Plus 250?
Plus 250.
And what's like the usual time, like a minute and 20 seconds or something like that, right? I can't remember.
I'm guessing we're over
2 minutes. I think it's like a touch over two. I want to say like 2:15 is about the range, right? I could be wrong, but I don't know. I like the no, but that one got my scrotum hairs pointing towards a pirate ship. Okay, this next one was just mean. It's called the Doink Special. Any field goal or extra point to hit the upright or crossbar. Ooh. Yes is plus 375. I'm doing that.
Yeah,
I'm absolutely getting it on that. Yep.
No. I'm going oppo, guys. Okay. I'm going no. I don't care what the odds are.
Well, it's minus 590, so heavy no odds there. Yeah, not worth it. All right. Combined penalty yards over under 80.5. I love rooting for over penalty yards, because if there's something I love, it's a lot of flags. A lot of flags all over the field. Give them to me. You're going to get one, like, 50-yard pass interference call. You're good to go. You're golden. Yeah. Over 80.5 is minus 135. You like that one, Bill. You're shaking your head. Yes.
Yeah, well, two heavy passing teams, two quarterbacks that get a lot of respect from the refs. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel like that's two pass interference calls. Boom. Over. Cash and checks. And I don't know. I was going to say and fucking, but I don't know if that makes any sense.
So what I would argue, I think this is going to be a close game. I think that if you're going to get over 80 yards of penalties, you need this to get a little chippy towards the end. You need a little bit of some penalties at the end there.
Well said.
Some unnecessary roughness, if you will. Necessary roughness, great movie. Unnecessary roughness, 15 yards.
I'm going with the under on that one. That's I think you got to go under. I think they're going to let him play. I think they want to get through this with the fastest way possible. I'm going under. Boom. Book it.
I like it. They're plus 105 on the under. So good for you, Rick.
Ooh,
I got one more. It's just the first. My prediction for first TD. It's Mecole Hardman is plus 1,700. Mecola Hardman is my click to pick first TD. Do it, love it, set it, lick it, flick it. So you guys have any first TD picks for you guys?
We talked about the DraftKings sucker boosts, and I got one of Lenny Fournette, and I absolutely hammered it. And I think I got it at plus 1,400 with the boost.
Nice.
I love it. I love it. TB, he's going to get that ball first, and they're going to drive, and absolutely Lenny's going to score. Bill, any thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely no thoughts on that, but I do want to bring to everybody's attention, if you're interested in a prop that may get your pubes a little bit shaved, here is a plus 1,700 opportunity for you. Either team to successfully recover an onside kick attempt. Yes, there isn't even a no. They don't even say no. Yes, plus 1,700. I'm going to put $5 on that. Don't be too jealous, guys. That's happening here.
I actually like that one. I saw that one as well. I also can't resist a good overtime. There will be overtime prop. I don't know what that one is. I think that's like an 1,100 one is plus 1,100. Yeah, I will absolutely be jumping on that one as well. And I don't think I've hit one yet. So this is my year. I'm due. I'm way overdue. What do you think about that one, Rick? Overtime or onside kick?
I love rooting for an overtime. I have one other hot pick. By the way, I thought this was Super Bowl 56 until I just looked it up now. 55 is the Super Bowl. It's the coin toss. Now,
yes.
If there's one thing that Rick does is he dives deep into the details, right? So here's what I found out. After 48 Super Bowls, it was 24 heads, 24 tails, right? And now we're 8 later. Of the last 8, 6 have come up tails, which makes me think a little bit. How are they making these coins? Are they using a little bit more materials on the tails versus the heads? These numbers are getting bigger, right? And that's on the tails, maybe. And I think when they do flippity flip, it's going to show up tails. It's minus 106. I am absolutely humping the tails. Now, wait. Now, this is a Zero Doinks original. I also looked up the last 5 Super Bowls. The last 5 teams who correctly won the coin toss lost the Super Bowl. So here's what you're going to do. You're going to bet tails, right? You're going to win, and whoever won the coin toss, you're going to take all those funds, and you're going to hump the money line on whoever lost the coin flip, and they are going to win, and you are going to have, it's like a parlay within a parlay. It's like a round robin in your head. It's the hottest picks I have to offer, and everybody's going to get a case of the funds. Like it, love it. Don't let DraftKings hear about it because they're going to get out ahead of it. And what do you guys think about that?
Sounds to me like you're a huge research guy, Rick. That's amazing. Holy shit. That was great. I love every second of it.
Yeah, you beat the books here too because there is a prop on DraftKings that says you could bet on the team that wins the coin toss and the game. So if you said no to either of those, the odds suck. The odds are negative as fuck. So listen to Rick. Do not bet on that, ladies and gentlemen listening here. Whoever loses the coin toss, hump that money line hard, right? Did I hear that correctly, Rick? You look great. You look great.
Do the double hump if you can. But absolutely. You double down on those funds. You double dare on those funds. And you physical challenge this thing all the way to the end of the game. I love it. This is what it's all about, boys. Could you imagine if we were sitting here after COVID and we couldn't bet on football? What would we be talking about? Deshaun Watson? I don't want to do that. What has he done for us lately? Oh, my gosh. I lost so much money on Marquette today. It made my eyes water. They were up 18 with 12 minutes left, and they won by three. The spread was 3.5. It doesn't matter about me.
Oh, it's 3.5.
It doesn't matter. God. It doesn't matter.
That's a horrible loss, Rick. I feel for you. I did look. You mentioned that offline, and I looked up the line, and I had tears rolling down my cheeks as well. I'm sorry, Rick.
And
I know that was a hardship.
If anybody ever has a bad beat and they need to talk to somebody about it, hit me up on my DMs, because I absolutely talk to my friends and family about every loss I have. But I feel so good about Super Bowl Sunday. I had some friends that were asking if I could place some bets for them, and they're in Illinois. I said, no, you use my reference code. We both get some free monies, and you just hit it hard. Oh, my God. Huge case of the funds this weekend. I feel good. This is the last football we're going to have for a month. Go ahead, Dan.
Rick, I'm glad you brought that up. What is your promo code for DraftKings?
Thumbs away. All caps.
And Bill, what's your promo code for FanDuel?
It is John Wayne Gacy is innocent. How about yours,
Dan? And of course, mine on So mine on PointsBet is BeanFlicker69.
Please enter all of these codes into all of these websites. This has been hot.
To end on a little Hams and Bread, Hams Epon, did you ever get your William Hill account set up, Dan Doinks? Or did you just abandon that?
Yeah, no, I gave up. They fucking suck. They wanted me to send like my passport photo, pictures that I had drawn of John Arbuckle, my social security number. Like it was very, my privacy was being opened up wide for William and all of his hills.
I think I keep seeing promos. They must be associated with CBS Sports because I keep getting emails about them and I keep seeing those free monies flashing, but I've absolutely heard about the headaches that it provided. So I have not signed up for it yet. And I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think you can only sign up through Parler now, so it's not worth it.
That makes sense. And then Barstool, still not coming. They came to Michigan, but still not coming to the great state.
East Chicago. What are you talking about? They're in East Chicago, right in your backyard. They're
at the
Ameristar now.
The mobiles app. The mobile app. When I come over to the border, when I'm working for Victory Auto Records, I like to place my bets in Illinois.
I see.
I like to avoid the taxes that way, but... it's a great time to be alive, boys.
It really is. It really is.
It is. This has been Hams and Bread with a lot of spreads in the middle. Not just the middle, but the majority of the segment. Rick, great having you live. Can't wait to get some Big Ten interesting nuggets from you in the next segment, the Big Ten Minute, coming up next.
Bean Flicker 69.
Dwight Legacy. It's more than bricks and mortars.
I wanted to save Gotham. I failed.
Why do we force? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
You still haven't given up on me.
Never.
Weirdest Big Ten Minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten Minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
Do you have a Big Ten team that you...
Oh, we're back, baby. Big Ten Minute. And you know I fantasize about all 12 Big Ten teams. That makes no sense. Don't know how that math works. Don't care how that math works. Northwestern, number 1. Illinois, number 2. Minnesota, number 13. We have... the hottest Big Ten talk in the U.S. And that's why you come here to a Chicago Bears podcast to talk everything Big Ten. And we're going to talk to the big boys about it, gentlemen. What are the latest doings in the Big Ten League? Buddy?
The only thing that I am certain about is that was the greatest lead into any segment we have ever had in 2+ seasons. So thank you so much, Rick Fieldsman. If you just tuned in to this episode, which would be weird if you started with the big 10 minutes to start off this episode. But if you did, ladies and gentlemen, that's America's favorite gambling shark, sharp, and homeless man, Rick Fieldsman. Dan. Dan, I regret to inform you of one thing that you may or may not be aware of, but the Minnesota Gophers basketball team just fell out of the top 25. And I'm sorry, I feel like that should never happen under Rick Pitino Jr.'s tutelage. How do you feel about it, buddy?
Well, if we know anything about the Pitino family, they're pretty good about pumping their way quickly in and out of the top 25 or 25-year-old. Never mind. Yeah, no, I wasn't.
Never mind.
I was aware of that after doing about 10 minutes of research earlier on how Gopher basketball is doing. They were a 17th, I believe, last week, but they've lost two in a row to Maryland and Purdue. So, yep, fuck off, guys. I know they are at Rutgers and they have Nebraska coming up. I think they both stink. I don't know. Who cares? Gopher basketball is just disappointing. Before we move on to your Illini, because they're more important than anything in your life right now, I'm watching the game right now. Oh, boy. You know, I just want to say that I'm very happy that PJ Fleck didn't go to Tennessee. So I just want to get that out there. I didn't know that was even on the radar until you had sent that to me, Bill. I don't know why you continue to torture me with Gopher Sports. I'm just trying to block it all out, and you just go ahead and bring that back into my face. So, you know what? Fuck off, buddy.
Thank you so much for that warm segue. I love PJ Fleck rumors. I do. I kind of live for them. I eat them up. Hey, yum, 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 yum. Oh, put them in my mouth. I want to digest them. It's pretty great. PJ's going to leave Minnesota at some point, but I feel like he's going to take like a really weird job, like Ferris State to Grease Tank's alma mater. I feel like that's his next stop, which would be great. And then Pat Fitzgerald will come coach Minnesota. Actually, that would be – would that be full circle? Hard to say. Maybe.
I'd love it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I wonder, do you think Frank would be happy or sad about that development? Actually, hard to say.
He'd be sad. Very sad. Are you kidding me? He'd be – yeah. I would love it, but, you know, row, 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 shove, shove, shove.
Yeah, that's fair. It's not fair, actually. I always say that. It's a bit of a nervous tick that I have that I tried to eliminate during our week and a half break of Zero Doinks. Didn't work. Didn't take. What was that, Rick? Rick had something. Yeah, go ahead.
I have breaking news. There's 14 teams in the Big Ten?
Yeah, did you not? I thought you were just fucking with us. I actually...
I'm living sometime between 2011 and 2014 because Maryland and Rutgers joined the Big Ten. So breaking news, beep, 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 beep. 14 teams in the Big 14. Back to you, boys.
All right, Bill. I was thinking about this today, and is there any interest on your end from buying my ticket for the Illini winning the national championship this year? You want to buy my ticket?
Sure.
You can okay. Tell how much? Okay. Absolutely. Because they're for sure not. They're definitely not going to the Final Four. That I know for sure. So they're obviously not winning the national championship. So,
Dan, watch your mouth.
I don't even remember how much.
God damn it, Dan. I know. I don't. I was just trying to do the math there too. I don't remember what we paid in to Tim in Iowa for his. I think he had a William Hill account. That's the only thing that worked for us. Goddamn William Hill. Fuck you. More like William Mounds, not Hill. Why was that plural? Shouldn't have been. Anywho, Illinois just whooped Iowa's ass on Friday night in front of a crowd of zero, and the crowd went nuts. So Illinois flew up to number 12 in the AP. They're playing tonight. Shut up. You know what they're doing against Indiana right now. Shut up. Shut your mouth. We're on a spoiler alert situation. Shut your face. I don't know. Should we talk more football? We can talk more football. Brett Bielema, I think, is going to be the greatest coach in Big Ten history based off of his Wisconsin biography.
He has a biography? What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Is that a real thing? Oh, okay. All right.
The IPAs are hitting. I'm drinking some IPAs tonight.
Well, football, I don't have much for football. Should we run through the schedule next year? Should we go week by week for Gophers and Illini? I mean, I honestly don't have a lot to contribute for Gopher football. I know there was the Senior Bowl presented by Reese's Pieces or some shit like that. I don't know anything about it. I don't know who was playing in it. I know there was a cornerback for the Gophers that was in it. I don't care. It's basketball season, baby. Dribble, 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 dribble. Shoot, shoot, shoot. March Madness. Catch it while it's hot. I don't know. I'm not paying attention to that either. I'm a terrible Big Ten fan right now, Bill. I'll admit it.
That's okay. Are we all three of us, Rick Fieldsman is still in the room. He's still here with us. His internet yes. connection is still more than good. It's probably very good. Are we blood brothers right now saying, boom, Dave Madness, Friday of NCAA round one? Are we all taking off work? Because, you know, believe it or not, this is not Dan Doinks in my full-time job. Are we all going to Dave's house to gamble, to drink, to sink, to flick, stick, and lick? Can we commit to that right now?
Have we on Zero Doinks talked about the Friday start of the tournament?
I don't remember.
Because I don't know how I feel about it. I always look forward to those 2 days off from driving my truck around, and I get that Thursday night, the Friday morning hangover, and just watch basketball all day. I guess I could do that on Saturday. I have nothing going on. But, yeah, 100%, we are going to be in Dave Madness's basement, whiteboards in tow, DraftKings app loaded up, queued up, if you will, and I'm selecting some games. What say you, Fuzzy Danny?
You know what? I don't want to get COVID, so I'm probably not going to go, and especially I'm not going to be in a basement with Rick. No offense, Rick.
None taken.
I want to get double COVID on your behalf, Dan. It's going to be red hot.
So I think it's March Madness is in March this year, right?
Hopefully, it better fucking be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll be outside if we need to be. First round, Friday, March 19th. Let me check my schedule. I have nothing that day. So, Dave Madness, we can open a window for you, Dan. They have this new technology where you open a window and it provides a draft. And I don't know if you heard this, but COVID doesn't know what to do against the draft. So I think you just got to saddle up and watch some basketball with us. But I don't want to, you know, shame you if you don't want to for COVID reasons, because that would be the wrong thing to do. But you should be there.
No, I appreciate that. Thanks for talking draft, because we didn't touch on any of that shit with Deshaun Watson or the Bears. So glad we just didn't cover any of that. But we talked a lot about how many teams are in the Big Ten. Okay, I'm in. You convinced me, Rick. I'm in. I don't care. I'll sit on Dave's lap. I don't give a fuck.
Ooh, very good. Go ahead, Rick. Go ahead, Rick.
Well, we have the time now. Should we go through the 68 teams that we think are going to make the tournament?
Oh, you big bracketology guy there, Rick?
Oh, I study it like that guy on election nights when he's doing the board and sliding teams around. Oh, I'm absolutely getting all up in that.
Kornicki? Is it Kornicki? Is that his name?
That guy. Rolled up sleeves, tie.
Hey, man, he was so hot there for a while. Like, temperature-wise and just...
Whoa,
and,
yeah.
Hubba.
He had to roll up the sleeves a little bit. You got to get it down and dirty into it. I love basketball. I'm a huge basketball guy. I could talk about the NBA all night. Love college basketball. We are absolutely getting together, tossing some funds around. Everybody's invited. Let's just extend the invite to everyone. Dave Madness.
Dave Madness. Slip into our DMs for the address. We will give you the accurate one, we promise. This has been the Big 14 Minute on Zero Doinks.
Deshaun Watson. Let's wrap this motherfucker up. I'm going to go ahead and give you the Illini score right now. There's 15-21 left in the second half. Bill, you'll be... I'm just kidding. You told me you were going to murder me if I gave you the score, which is very strange when talking about watching a sport of teenagers. So anyway, we're going to wrap this up. Bill, do we want to do a little quick baseball talk? There's some baseball movement last week, at least for... my team that's going to be terrible. Let me just run through that real quick. Cubs signed Jock Peterson. Okay, whatever. He's basically just Kyle Schwarber again. So they paid a little less. That's cool. Nolan Arenado went to St. Louis for just a bag of cash. So that's like the worst thing that could happen for the Cubs. Everything sucks. They're talking about not doing the DH in the National League. That's boring. So there you go. That's Cubs Minute. What do you got for your Sox, Bill?
Good news, White Sox fans. Tony La Russa has not been arrested since the last episode of Zero Doinks. That's it for White Sox Minute. Hey, Rick Fieldsman, what you got, bud? Any baseball news?
I don't have any baseball news. Back to you, Dan.
Okay, so, Rick, you said you're a big NBA guy. Any thoughts on how the Bulls are doing so far this year?
You know what? I'm not a big Bulls guy. If only there was an East Chicago team I would be on board with. But, I'd say their bench is strong and getting stronger. They've been working the board hard. And, it's an unfortunate series of events, right?
Who's your favorite player off the bench for the Bulls?
Butler? Ron... Butler.
Right. Kevin Butler?
Ron Butler. Okay. Number 8.
Point guard. Okay. Who, what do you think of the Bulls' first round pick and, the rookie? And how's he doing so far in your mind, Rick? And what's his name?
Well, Stewart, he's a good player, first of all. And I'm glad we used our first-round pick for him and not our second-round pick. So, Stewart, he's going to bring something to us, if not next year, the year after. So it's a 3-year plan with him. But I think it was the right move.
So, Rick, I know that. Thank you for that. You were very, very incorrect. There's a lot of talk about what the Bulls should do with their star player.
Yeah.
Who's putting up really good numbers. Possible all-star appearance for this guy. What's his name?
Kyle? Kyle has been good. Kyle's been a solid player. I assume you're talking about Kyle, right? Or the other... Oh, you're talking about the other one?
Yeah, the other
player. Jake. Jake is
from Jake State and, Farm.
Jake and yeah, it's a 3-year plan. You can't look at the present. That's what you Bulls fans expect is something that the present. It's a 3-year plan. You shouldn't expect me to know names now. You should expect me to know names 3 years from now, and that's what I'm focused on.
Yeah, well, we know you. What if should the Bulls trade their first round pick next year? What are your thoughts on that?
I think you hold on to all picks always.
Okay, I knew it. That was a test. Yes.
It's like my fantasy football mantra. The team you draft is the team you stick with the entire year, and you never go away from that. Injuries be damned. I had Odell Beckham Jr. on my bench the entire season.
Rick, I appreciate your loyalty. How many championships have you won in the fantasy league that we're talking about right now? Do you remember?
I'd have to count how many years there were. So I don't have enough fingers, unfortunately.
So that equals the number of thumbs you have.
It's a tough league. What do you want me to say? It's a tough league. But you have a strategy. You got to stick to it.
That's fair. Where, just to bring it back here, where are you guys watching the Super Bowl this weekend?
Your house. That's where I'm going to be. I'm going to be putting COVID to the test. Is what I, you know, no, I'm not. No, I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't do that to Jordan Doinks, Dan. I wouldn't just show up out of nowhere. I have respect. I'm going to watch it in my house. This is one year that I actually want to watch the game. It's going to be great. I don't want to be distracted except for chicken wings in my mouth, beer also in my mouth. Where are you guys watching the game?
Are you going to go flats, just strictly flats for the chicken wings or by the way, speaking of that, I've been asking people if they knew what flats were for chicken wings. Turns out a lot of people knew that. I'm like the only fucking idiot who had no clue. Rick, did you know that? Flats?
Absolutely. Okay. I ate some flats this evening.
Okay. Well,
but I
can tell.
I prefer the flats over the drumettes, if you will.
That's fair. Now, I definitely know, Bill, just by judging by the score of this Illini game, you may not actually survive this week to actually see the Super Bowl. So good luck, buddy. Rick, sorry, I maybe cut you off there. Where are you going to watch the game?
I want to wait. And before you answer that, Rick, you know, let's not incriminate yourself. What's the difference between a drum and a drumette?
Well,
the penis.
A lot of things. A lot of things. How much time do we have?
All the time.
Very limited, Rick.
Yeah. So it's nothing. Nothing. The more sophisticated people will say drumettes, and the people recording this in their basement will say drums.
Were you watching the game, Rick?
Are we still recording this?
I have a question for you boys, actually. Not to bring it back a little bit, but did you hear the news today?
No.
About Marilyn Manson?
EA Sports coming out with the college football video game. Have you heard this?
Yes.
This is hot news. Hot news. NCAA 14 was the last year. Don't remember who was on the cover. Some Michigan guy. But this is hot stuff. Chicago's back, baby, because college football's back. Whoops, the beers are slapping. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited. What say you, gamers?
Well, first question, will they release this on Sega Genesis?
Yeah, Echo the Dolphin and NCAA 2022.
Yeah.
I don't know who's going to win.
Okay, yeah, absolutely will not partake in any of that. No, I'm sorry. I'm a full grown adult with children, so I will not be purchasing said video game. So how about you, Bill?
Yes, I am also technically an adult, but I will buy a full-blown console to get the what is it going to be, 2023? I saw some rumors it takes like a year, maybe 2 years to create this game, right?
Oh,
people
wow.
were kind of angry online about it, right? But
I
EA,
figured they take like Madden, bring it over, and just put the college players' names in it, and that's about it. But could be 2 years, could be a year and a half, whatever you say. I am 100% on board with this. I love your inside information, Bill. Maybe we could play online together.
I'd love
COVID's
to.
COVID's still going on.
Yeah, and even if it's not, I'd rather not share a room with you. Rick, can we play? I'd love to play Illinois football against Marquette football. What do you say?
Marquette's still undefeated, baby. Bring it. That's what I say. Bring it on.
Why don't they have a football team?
I have the hottest football team. Why don't they?
Yeah.
They don't need one. They have the hottest basketball team who can't make free throws at the end of the game and put the team up 4 instead of 3. This team is atrocious. Anyways.
I think they're too scared that their quarterback's going to be as bad as the other quarterback in Wisconsin, Aaron Rodgers. So they just say, nope, no football. We don't want to embarrass ourselves. So I respect that. That's a good decision by the head of Marquette, Marty Marquette.
So that was some hot video game talk.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening this long, we thank you. We appreciate you. If this is your first introduction to Zero Doinks into season 3, I'd appreciate you going back a few episodes. And I couldn't actually, to be honest, recommend a good episode to you, though. Maybe do best of season 1. I don't know. I'm not sure. Dan, any recommendations to maybe bring people back?
Yeah, I would actually recommend that you send us a DM on Instagram or Twitter so we can formally apologize for, potentially wasting your time while listening to this, because it came off the rails. I enjoyed it. I loved it. But if this is your first time, I'm going to guess you're pretty confused. And so go ahead and throw us a DM, and Bill will apologize on behalf of the both of us, and probably, send you a koozie.
That's true. I do have a lot of koozies. I'm way behind. Sorry, fans and eggs, if you've not received a koozie yet, that's my bad. I am months behind. Thank you for the reminder, Dan. Actually, I totally forgot about that. Rick Fieldsman, thank you so much for joining us, being our special guest. You were more than special. You contributed in each and every segment much more than I was expecting. Personally, I'm sure Dan may agree. Your hair looks great. Your glasses look twice as great. I just want to bring this back for a minute. Thank you for drinking your first beer of 2021 with us and for us.
Thanks. I am drinking a double dry hop King Sioux out of some town in Iowa I cannot pronounce. Toppling Goliath Brewing Company. It is quite delicious. First beer, 2021. And if I could recommend an episode, I think the reviews of the preseason Bears games would be an excellent place to start for all of your Ernest Goes to Camp news and any questions on Linda/Sandra lips. I learned a lot during those segments, and I have detailed notes. But boys, it's great to be back. I'm so pleased that Zero Doinks Season 3 have the hottest sponsors, have the hottest hosts, and have the hottest picks. Oh, it's going to be a great season. Why you're starting the season in February? Not sure. It started in January. Doesn't matter. Hottest picks. Boys, always a pleasure.
You're a beautiful man, Rick. I love you.
See you next episode. No idea when that's going to be. Thanks for listening. Zero Doinks.
Sorry, everybody.
Oh my God, okay, hold on.